Good morning. It's good to see everyone today. Several announcements we'll make as we get started with worship today. We'd like to find out who is in worship. The way we do that are the pew pads that you'll find on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. If you could fill these pew pads out, give us your name, contact information, and check the appropriate boxes and send it down so everybody has a chance to fill that out. We do ask, once it gets to that last person, if you could send it back to where it got started, that would be helpful for us. Once it gets back to that first person, if you could tear out the pages that were used today, our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Several announcements I need to run through very quickly. Youth mission team headed to Jamaica. We are meeting today in Smith Hall right after worship this morning. Regular schedule this afternoon. Marion Eshelman, we have had a lot of you who have been working with her. In the last couple of weeks, she is needing additional help. She doesn't want to ask for it, but we're going to ask for her. Today at 1 o'clock, if you have digital cameras and you're able to provide any assistance to her at 1 o'clock at their home. Want you to know, the youth barbecue fundraiser is this coming Saturday. There's a misprint in your bulletin. It is not 11 to 3. It is not a lunch. It is a dinner. It is from 4 until 7. You can come at 11 to 3 and we'll put you to work, but we will not be able to eat until 4 to 7. So if you'll make that note, we'll make sure that word gets out throughout our other channels later this week. Also, exam packs. I'm heading out on the exam pack run this week to visit all of our college students in the state of North Carolina, as well as mailing exam packs to students outside of North Carolina. I'm heading out this probably Tuesday, needing some either homemade or store-bought goodies that we need up to 50 individually wrapped items. If you could bring those by this afternoon in the kitchen that's just below the sanctuary, the youth are going to be putting those together tonight so that we can deliver those this week. Reminder, it is the International Missions Offering, Lottie Moon and CBF Global Missions. This is a missions that goes to Baptist missionaries. Money that goes to Baptist missionaries around the world. We every year we have a goal of how much money we want to raise to go towards Lottie Moon or CBF Global Missions. This year's goal is $25,000. Next Sunday there will be candles that represent how much we're getting towards that goal. As of this morning, we've raised $3,575. We want to make sure we get moving towards that goal of $25,000. Okay? Let's see. Exam packs, international, da-da-da-da-da. I think there's a note of concern or sadness, but also joy. But it's a difficult, unexpected passing. Joe Grogan Sr. Has passed away just in the last day or so, a Friday, I believe. We want you to know that you want to come and support the family. There will be a service here at 11 o'clock this Tuesday for Joe Grogan Sr. So Tuesday at 11 a.m. here in the sanctuary. Okay, I think that's, well, we have one more announcement. I need, where are my youth? Keaton, Katie, are they out there? Oh, here, I'm sorry. For whatever happens, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's the last day of the barbecue and fries. We don't have any money. I've lost mine. Mine's nowhere to be found. It's in my packet. My packet's gone.
It's the last day.
No, it's the last day. I lost my pig and I don't know where anything is. Please just buy our tickets. Please find any youth. They're all here. They're up there. They're right there.
I promise you, they will not be fixing your food. They may not even be there. I'm not really sure. We do want to say a special welcome to our guests. This may be your last Sunday with us, and we're sorry about that. We want to say a special welcome to you. We have ushers that are going to come down the aisles now. If you're a guest, just raise your hand right where you are. The ushers will hand you a packet of information. Smile, ushers. Smile, smiles, smiles. There we go. Don't run down the aisles. Look for people raising their hands. They're smiling back at you. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to College Park. Also, a little bit of history of our church and a newsletter that tells you what's going on in the life of our church. It is Advent. It's also Children's Sunday. That's a special day that the birth of God is led in worship by the children of God. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity for us as a children's ministry to be here and to lead. And we're excited for what God is going to do over the next few moments. And I'd like to invite now the Groover family to come and to lead us in the lighting of the Advent candles.
Good morning. The second candle of Advent is the candle of peace. Peace is a word that we hear a lot. It's one of the things that we hope for. Christ brought peace when he came to us, and he will bring everlasting peace when he comes again. The prophet Isaiah called Christ the Prince of Peace. When Jesus came to us, he taught the people the importance of being peacemakers. He said that those who can make peace shall be called the children of God.
For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law of its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit.
That is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established, and the highest of the mountains will be exalted over the hills, and the nations will stream to it. Many people will come and say, "Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, the temple of God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways. We will then walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and settle disputes of many people. He will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations will not take up swords against nations, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. We light the candle of peace to remind us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace and that through him, peace is found.
I want you to go to the call to worship in your bulletin. I'll read the light print and y'all will read the dark print. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. And he will be called Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for everyone who is here today. We are all so lucky to be part of the College Park family and worship you during this joyous, peaceful season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, you guys. So, we've been talking about helping people in Sunday school this month. Have you guys helped anyone?
No.
Oh, my goodness. My friend Cameron just fell off her scooter. Do you guys think it'd be the right thing to do to help her?
Should we help her?
Yeah.
Earlier, I saw a first aid kit. Do you think this there might be anything in here that'll help her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Do you think a Band-Aid will help?
What do you think about
that? What else? An ice pack. It looks like she hurt her ankle. Do you think an ice pack will help?
Yes.
What about some gauze?
You think she might be bleeding?
You think she's bleeding? All right. Well, thanks for helping me, guys. I'm going to go help her and see if I can get her all fixed up.
Yay!
Bye. She's going to help Cameron. Our Bible verse. Okay, everybody, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Okay, remember? Look. What's this book? Jared, look at me.
Be kind and loving to each other. Ephesians 4:32.
Very good.
Well, we might not have all of our friends, but we have to share today, okay?
guys doing?
How would you like if someone did it to you?
We should all be friends.
Yeah, you're right.
We're sorry.
Yeah, y'all look great today.
You do too, David. Thanks. Group hug?
Yeah. Is this always you?
We will be reading from John 14, verse 27. I leave you peace. My peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world does. So don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid.
I will be reading from Matthew 5, 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God.
Treat someone who wants to be included in your game. Remember what Jesus has told us from Matthew 7:12. So whatever you wish that others would do, you do also unto them, for this is the law of the prophets. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22 through 24 tells us, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call the Lord out of pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they will produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Now, let's try that again.
Thank you.
pray. Dear God, we thank you for this time we can spend together as a church. But there is really one thing we should always remember. When you are thinking this is the worst day ever because you don't get your way or something like that, remember that God made everything, the land and sky, the heavens and the sea. Thank you, God, for everything. Amen.
Here is our portrait of peace.
Peace on earth. Peace on earth. Peace on earth.
Peace on earth seems like such a simple thing. But we humans have had trouble with this since our Heavenly Father created us.
We see people bully and mistreat others, and the Bible tells us to treat others the way we want to be treated.
We hear gospels that tear others down when God's word tells us to build each other up.
James 4:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father." So we know that God is the giver of all good things. And we also know that God's generosity has a purpose.
During the Christmas season, it is easy to get wrapped up in the hustle and bustle of this world.
But we need to remember, people are more important than stuff. Stuff should not get in the way of loving people or loving God. God gave us the greatest gift of all when He gave us Jesus, the Prince of Peace.
Christmas and always, it is important to remember who gave first. God's love is so amazing, so generous.
Stop and remember how amazing it is that God sent His Son to show us the way to live. To make it possible for us to have everlasting life, all we have to do is believe.
God gives generously to us so that we may be generous to others. His is a love and a peace that passes all understanding.
Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving with no strings attached. That should give us peace.
As we celebrate the wonder of Christ's birth in Bethlehem, the greatest gift ever given, we should be filled with peace.
We have peace because of the everlasting gift of Jesus. Let that peace rule in your heart and be thankful.
First Timothy 6:18 says, "Be rich in good deeds, be generous and willing to share." Now is our chance to share God's love through the words we say and the things we do.
If we share that love, then we can share peace with others.
good to be in God's house, isn't it? It's in just a moment, the preschoolers are going to join us. And I want to say a big thank you to all of the leaders. If all the kids want it, why don't all the kids, they can come on down. They can come down and sit on the steps. Did you see all that artwork that was up here? The kids did that artwork, and we wanted to find a way for them to represent kind of what does peace look like, what does it feel like, and that's kind of what we had hoped. But really, y'all come on in and just sit right down there in front of the tree. It's a bunch of youngins. Anybody else think we were kind of a little crazy to put all these children up here on stage at the same time? This is why we do what we do as a church. Not just in a preschool ministry or children's ministry, but as a church. This is what we should be about. About letting our young people learn what it means to be a follower of Christ. We teach them how to express themselves and express their faith, and they did that through their artwork. But ultimately, what we understand is it's just a mere reflection of the Prince of Peace, Jesus, who was born in Bethlehem. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes it's difficult in the Christmas season to be at peace, isn't it? Especially when we're waiting for presents. Jared, can you not hold? I want that mic to come down a little bit. Thank you, sir. All right. It's when we're so busy with all the stuff that's going on, all the cooking, all the stuff that's happening at the house, getting presents, and then other things that are happening throughout the month, it's hard to really be at peace. But the peace that we hear about in the Bible, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, is really important. It's a different kind of peace. The peace that they talk about, you know, the angels said, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace." Peace to everybody on whom Jesus' favor rests. You know, that kind of peace doesn't mean we're not going to have a bad day, right? Did y'all see the one in the GA skit where there was some kids who were outcasts? And then there was a group over there that was picking on them. What about in the RAs? The one kid wanted to play football, but he was pushed aside by the big group. As believers in Christ, we should be the ones who demand peace. Because Jesus, you need to be on your playgrounds, on your ball teams, in your homes. You need to do what you need to do to bring peace. Even in the midst of the chaos that Christmas can sometimes create, behind all of this stuff, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, He's why we get together. He's why we celebrate Christmas. We need to pick people up like in the preschool skit. Remember when Miss Cameron fell on the ground? And we need to find a way to help her. You and I need to be people of peace. In your life, in my life, this week, this last month, has there been a place where you're not at peace? You need to know that Jesus came to this earth to bring you peace, even in the midst of our difficult days. The Old Testament and New Testament concept of peace is just that. Peace in the midst of everything. Peace that gets us through eternity. Doesn't promise an easy tomorrow, but it promises us Jesus is with us both when he came in the manger and when he returns again. That's good news, right?
Yeah.
That's good news. Peace. So this morning, are you in need of this kind of peace? Well, I'll tell you, I needed that kind of peace this morning. Getting all of this together, I knew all of the leaders, they were going to have everything just right. The kids were going to be great. But you just come to a point, you go, is it really going to happen? And this morning I was driving into church. And I don't know, this always happens to me on Children's Sunday and Youth Sunday typically. I will start crying at some point in the service. That just, when I see my kids up there, it's a beautiful thing for me to watch. And I'm very proud of them. But this morning it happened a little earlier than I expected. Because I was in my car driving here to church, and I had just gotten in the car. And I turned on, and Christmas music was on. And I just started bawling in the middle of my car. I'm like, what is wrong with you? If my youth saw me crying, they would make fun of me. They would call me names. Why am I crying? And I said, God, I had a moment. I said, God, why now? Why? I'm thinking about all the things that are going on, things that are happening. God said, be at peace. He is here. No matter what's happening around you, no matter how many children fall over the microphone stands, trip up the steps, it doesn't matter. Because we are here to glorify God. And in everything we do, bring peace to the world who badly needs it. And it doesn't matter how tall you are, how old you are, I need all the kids, everybody looking this way, it doesn't matter how tall you are, what grade you're in, you can bring peace. You can be nice to someone. You can help them. You can find somebody who's hurt and make them feel better. That's what we're supposed to do. Not pick on people, not alienate, not push somebody out of the group. And we do that too, don't we? We need to be people of peace, just like our children have taught us this morning. I'm thankful for the opportunity for us to come to worship today. I'm thankful for the message that our leaders and our children have put together. We're going to have a hymn. We're going to have a prayer and then a hymn. This is an opportunity for you guys. If you have been touched by what the children taught you this morning, if you need an extra reminder to be at peace, this is your morning to come to Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. The one in the manger is the one who brings peace to this world. And He wants to bring peace to you. Will you let Him do that this morning? Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, as we've come into this time of worship, You have led in a mighty way through the voices of these children and the love of these leaders. But Father, let us not make the mistake to thinking it was them speaking. Actually, it was You speaking through them to me, to all of us. Help us to trust You, to rely on You for our peace, because that's why Jesus came. So as we sing this hymn, help us to make commitments to You, wherever we are in our lives, to be people of peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Will you stand and sing? Christian. Yep. I want to say a big thank you to all of the kids, all the preschoolers. You did a great job. To all of our leaders, to all of our adult leaders, our youth who helped out, we thank you very much for leading us in worship this morning. Great job.
Okay. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all we have learned. Thank you for being our peace, help us to have a good day. Amen.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.